33 some. Yep, just you and I now. Talking about the old radio the other night, I was going to jump back in and tell you. I was sitting at the farm, and this was like when I was 8 years old or so. And had an old rocking chair, looked like a recliner, sitting next to that radio. And I was sitting in that chair, and I put my fingers under the top of the grill, and there was a hole there. And I was kind of hanging onto that hole and rocking back and forth in the rocking chair. And I put a little too much pressure on it, and the front of the grill started pulling out. And I looked, and there was a turntable built into that old radio. Yeah, that was like a magical find over time.
Well, I'd love to see a picture of that. When I went to Dayton some years back, one of the things they had up there, they had so many antique vintage radios, but, you know, the tubes are so damn hard to get for some of them now, they wouldn't sell them with it. They'd sell them without the tubes. They had those old Atwater Kents. Lynn's, my wife's mom and dad, had a radio like that. It was a console type, but it was a real old one, Keith. It was probably the same vintage as the one you're talking about. I think it was owned by one of her grandparents. They were born in 1900 or something like that, I think. And it had a 75, 80 meter ham band on it, but it, you know, it had shortwave and a whole 9 yards on it, but it was a console and it opened up. The top of it opened up, you know, for storage and that sort of thing, but I don't recall that thing having a turntable in it. That's pretty unusual. And do you have any idea how old that radio is?
I think it's about the same vintage. I don't know for sure. And I don't know how in the world my grandparents ended up with it because they grew up dirt poor. I don't know when they got it, but my brother still has that radio. So next time I'm down at the farm, I'll get some pictures of it and pull it. I'm sure Kate would dust her table out and get some pictures of that too, because I've never seen another one like it. And that old turntable did 78 and I think 33 and a third. I don't even think it had 45 on it.
The real old ones had 78 only, but I don't know when the 33 and a third came into existence. The 45s were later on, and they were designed for jukeboxes anyway. I read an article about how they came up with a larger hole size and that sort of thing, rather than the same thing, rather than have the small diameter hole on the 78s and normal 33 and a third long play albums. But I'd be really interested because that stuff just fascinates me. You know, you were talking about being poor. Or one of the things I've got a couple of books on old-time radio and some of the vintage stuff. And one of the things that are just pretty common across especially in the South, in the rural South, was they would do whatever they need to get a radio. And back during the Depression, you know, there might be one radio, it might be 10 people sitting around listening to it, but radio was really popular in the 20s and 30s, a lot more so, then than, well, of course, without car radios, people don't have radios in the houses anymore, don't guess, Keith. But it was extremely popular, and a lot of them just ran on batteries, which I thought was unusual. They'd have those old big six-volt batteries in them, or something inside the radio that actually powered them, because many of the farms didn't have electricity.
It's interesting because this one, pretty sure is plugged into the wall. Yeah, it is. And I may be misremembering. Maybe it didn't have 33 and a third, but I do remember it definitely had 78. I couldn't even tell you the whole radio doesn't work now, so it's probably got bad tubes in it now. Hadn't really looked into trying to replace them for if you can even get them anymore. I'll definitely next time I'm down there get some pictures of it, because it's a neat old piece. I was really jealous when my brother was able to claim it before I even thought about trying to claim it.
You know, we always always have things like that that pass through hands, and we don't realize that at some point in time that might be interesting or valuable to us as a, just as a remembrance from times past. Excuse me. But I don't know what happened to that radio they had, but we did have a room for it. This thing was, it was huge. It was probably 3 feet, at least 3 feet tall, 3 or 4 feet wide. And even, no telling how much that thing weighed. It had a big speaker in it. I remember that. But the sound was great on it. But I don't know. Back then, you could get tubes for them, I guess.
This is KL4BDM, Jim over in Taylor's. I've got a couple radios I need to get rid of.
Yo, we're talking about old antique radios, old upright shortwave and things of that nature.
He's kit 101 and a he's kit 300, both of them completely functional. Work very well with the Lollipop silver microphone, and trying to sell them all for $300.
Do you have them listed on the swap net?
I sent it in to, I can't remember his name, on BARS, but I just sent it in. I thought I'd let everybody know I got it up for sale. I also got an ICOM 27H for sale.
I think I heard those on the swap net, if I'm not mistaken, through Gary. I would be really interested in the Heathkit radios, but I just don't have the room to collect that kind of stuff. I'd have to pass on it, but really good price, and I was really tempted, but I just don't have the room for them over here.
Just starting out, the Heathkit puts out 100 watts, and of course the 27H is a high-powered version, and they work pretty good, and I just need the money.
Roger that. You get anything, Gary? Go ahead.
Any more radios? I don't need anything. Don't need any HF stuff. Don't need the VHF, UHF stuff in the foreseeable future. But, Keith, you ought to take a picture of that radio next time you head down to the farm down there, maybe send that to Claremont Skyland and just see what they say about it. It'd be interesting to see if they know what it is or, that sort of thing. But it's like I said, this is just a shame those old radios, they don't make tubes for them and can't find them anymore. And I know that one of the guys that I went to high school with, he worked at radio TV repair with a shop there in town when he was going to high school, and he had just tons of tubes he took, when the business closed up, he had tons of tubes he took with him, and he sold them at Ham Fest all over the, all over the South, and that's been probably 50 years ago, I guess, but, man, I bet those tubes would be worth some money now.
Definitely do that, and I'll try to find a brand and model number and all on it, too, see about sending it down to them, see if they can give me any more information on it. The other station, too, I was going to suggest, I'm in a couple of ham radio swap groups in Facebook, so you might want to see about publishing them on there. I see a bunch of old Hallicrafters and these kids come through there all the time, and they usually don't last long, so you might want to look into that avenue for publicizing them. Heard that or not, he might have cleared out, I've got a kind of an affection for that old stuff here, and I think it's because of my grandparents having that old radio and things like that, but I remember that stuff from back in the day, and I see all those old Heathkits and Hallicrafters and stuff like that come through those Facebook groups, and it's like, oh, I'd love to have one of those. And I just, like you, I ain't got a lot of radios, but I don't need no more, especially that kind of stuff. It'd be more for, I think, for display more than anything. It'd be nice to work them every now and then to make sure they still function, but, I just don't have the room for it.
This old stereo I had about when I was 16, I had a bottle of Sylvania. My first cousin's wife worked for Sylvania in Atlanta, and she ordered it for me. It was $300 or something, which is a king's ransom in the mid-60s. I was working at A&B grocery store, and I wanted one. I bought that thing. It was kind of a compact one. It had real wood. It wasn't the veneer stuff. It had solid wood. It had, had Jensen speakers in it. It had originally had a Marantz turntable in it, but I swapped it out. Marantz and Dual were, they had equivalent models. I swapped it out for a Dual 1012, I think, in that thing. And they had a great sound. And I finally sold that thing about two years ago, I guess, to the lady. And she absolutely had a fit over how well it sounded. It was, had a pack and had fiberglass, insulation about behind the speakers. It sounded great. But I just didn't have room for it. And that thing was heavy. But, I enjoy that old stereo stuff. And my grandparents were the same way. They had one little small room in their house and had a little coal stove in there back years and years and years ago. And they always had an AM radio sitting beside of it. My granddaddy always listened to it. And we'd sit around and listen to stuff. And of course, this was long after the golden age of radio, but I still have good remembrances of that back in the late 50s and early 60s.
And I remember my father talking about sitting around listening to radio shows and stuff on that very old radio that I'm talking about. For a long time there, that was their only source of news and entertainment. And they would do like you were talking about. They would huddle up around the radio and neighbors would drop in and sit there and listen with them. That was the entertainment, listening to the Grand Ole Opry and that kind of thing. I will definitely get some pictures of it next time I'm down there. I wish I'd thought about it while I was down there last time. The only thing about it is my father ended up, he did a lot of woodworking and stuff before he passed away, and he took the notion to refinish that radio, so he basically polyurethane the whole thing. I wish he hadn't have done that, but, it was his at the time to do with what he wanted, but it was in really good shape, but he was wanting to make it all new piece of furniture looking stuff to set in the house.
Okay. To that phase, too, my wife and I refinished a lot of furniture and used polyurethane on just for the durability of it. We didn't put anything heavy on it, but Varnish is just so hard to keep up, though. If you have a lot of older stuff in the house like we do, it's just so hard to maintain it over the years. And in this humidity, stuff just never does, especially if you use stuff like, oil finishes and that sort of thing. They just never dry totally unless you got a fairly dry house. And we went around, a lot of people antiquing furniture back in the 70s, and my mother went through that phase, and she ruined a bunch of stuff that would have been some really nice furniture. She left it alone and just touched it up with some linseed oil or varnish or something like that, and we went back, and thank goodness we've got some older furniture that hadn't had the joints repaired on it with Elmer's glue, that type of alphabetic resin glue. I found a guy that does hide glue, and hide glue is really the best thing to use on that old furniture because you can disassemble it with that resin glue. That stuff is, it's there for life. The joint's going to come apart on you when you try to take it apart in 4DGC.
And, that was the reason he refinished that one is, glass watermarks, from people sitting glass on top of it, and the normal dents and scratches from moving it around and stuff like that. So he wanted to get it back up to looking real good. And, you know, once he moved into the house in Savannah, it was more a piece of furniture than a functioning radio. So he wanted it to look nice. But, yeah, sure wish he'd have left it like it was originally. Okay.
Yeah, there's a guy here in Anderson. He'd been long dead. His name was Tom Cleveland. He was a really, really good furniture maker. All kinds of exotic woods, and he made us a couple of, two or three pieces for my mom and dad, and it was real simple looking, you know, wasn't modern or anything like that, but it was just real simple looking, solid Honduran mahogany furniture for them, and it wasn't a bookcase, but it wasn't a chest drawer, but it had two doors that opened on the front, and to open the doors, you had to push it in. It had hidden hinges on it. Well, it was so plain looking, my aunt decided that what my folks did do was let somebody come in and put some bolting around it, some trim bolting around it. And my daughter's got it now, but it was awful looking. They ruined the hinges. They didn't know, whoever did, didn't realize that the hidden hinges were there for a purpose. And because it didn't have any, it didn't really have any knobs or anything open. It just had a groove in the top where you push the door up, it would pop open, you know. And the same thing with the drawer. But they let her talk her into that. It ruined that piece of furniture. There's no telling what. He built some side tables and, some stuff like that, smaller things. And I sold some of that stuff, and people, they were absolutely thrilled to get it because they knew who he was and realized his reputation for quality. But, you know, that stuff just gets out of date. I told you, my house looks like something out of Donna Reed show.
Roger that. And this radio is like the one you were talking about before. It's a couple of feet wide, maybe 3 feet wide, a couple of feet deep. Probably 3.5-4 feet tall. It's one of the big old uprights. But yeah, I'm definitely going to get some pictures next time I'm down there, which will probably be, you know, around the next holiday. I don't know if we're doing anything for Father's Day or not. Mom will probably want to, so we may be back down there in a couple of 3 weeks. So
to Savannah went okay. I didn't hear any problems out of it, but. Yeah, back then, anyway, I tell you one thing, sure, it's going to be hot this next week. I hope it cools off. We sure do need some rain. Had to put that side out yesterday. We had to run out expensive water out here to keep it halfway, keep it from dying on us.
The trip went good down there. It's unusually spring weather, so that was nice. Getting to the season now that I'd just soon stay up here rather than go to Savannah, but... we'll still visit dear old mom while we got her around. Anyway, Jerry, I got to get out of here. Wife's on her way back. I got to get brunch at this point going, if I'm not too late for brunch. And got to make up a batch of mayo for our sandwiches. So I'm going to do all that and get something to eat and then head out to the yard and... time to harvest some of this grass, I guess.
Yeah, put your hat on, because it sure is hot out there this afternoon. I've only been out this morning. It was toasty, even though it's not, it's pretty hot out in the sun. Take it easy, Keith. Good talking with you as usual. 73, and talk to you a little bit later. And 4DJC clear.
Be talking to you as always, Jerry, and we'll definitely catch you later. 73s, have a great afternoon, and we'll catch you around again. N4GJC, K4CHY, I'll be clear.